You two have a cow with my name on it.
We do.
Kind of literally, not like branded on there, but every year for many years now.
Yeah, I think it's probably eight years, Monty.
I'm totally losing track of time, but my family has bought into, you know how they say like pork barrel futures or things like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody ever gets any real pork from that. We are buying into a cow future and at the end do actually get a cow. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Karen and Mike Freeman from Freeman Farm. You can do what my family does, which is go in with three other families and get a quarter of a cow that you know is humanely raised here in the Pioneer Valley and is humanely slaughtered and then put together and packaged in all the cuts of meat. Fight out your friends for who gets the which cuts and who needs
more of what.
That's always the most fun part. And it lasts us a whole year. We still have some from last year's cow in November left in our giant chest freezer that we got just for this purpose.
So what are the cuts that are left, Monty? Maybe you're having trouble cooking
up. It's actually usually roasts, yeah. I think, is what it comes down to. The roasts end up being a couple roasts early on, and then we get into like meatball and steak grilling season, and we come back around, and there's a few roasts left over.
Leftover for this time of year.
Yeah. So for those who don't know about Freeman Farm, where is it?
It's in Heath, Massachusetts, up in the hills. We have, I'd say, about a dozen pastures, another 65 acres we just got offered as well.
Wow.
Yeah, we lease some, and quite honestly, a lot of people are just happy to have us use it just to keep the land open. Yeah. You know, there's not that many farmers left, quite honestly, and so they're happy to have us be there, run some animals, keep it open.
And how many cows do you have?
Usually between 50 and 70.
One of them.
Yeah.
With my name
on it. Oh, yeah, and the Belmonte cow. That's
and
the
other
one.
Animals that you're raising?
Berkshire hogs.
Yeah, a bunch of Berkshire pigs, maybe 20 or 30 at a time, sometimes 40.
We have 10 new piglets right now. They're so cute.
So cute that you might consider not eating them.
When they're 200 pounds, they're so much less cute at that point.
Right.
Yeah, we have about 100 organic meat birds, chickens, and a lamb. That's our new thing. We have a couple dozen lambs.
You don't have to get a whole cow like we do.
No, they can get individual cuts. We do bundles. We do farm shares. We have farmers markets in Shelburne on Fridays and then Ashfield on Saturdays. Then go right to our website, freemanfarm.biz, and say, hey, we want this. The Heath Fair sells our burgers and our sausages and our breakfast sausages.
Well, then I have had your beef in other circumstances other than just grilling it in my backyard. And now I'm having another opportunity to try your meat products. I have your cow many a year, but you brought a pig.
We brought a pig. You have some of our ground pork mixed with a garlic and herb for meatballs. And we also brought you our sweet Italian links.
Has been a sweet Italian.
Yeah.
I love a good sweet Italian sausage. That is delicious.
Yeah.
I'm putting this right in the sauce, Nana's meat sauce. Another exciting thing is you're collaborating with Smith College.
The Kendall Foundation, which is a New England-based foundation, has focused on the 200 higher institutions of learning in New England to increase their buying of local and create more of a demand of a regional economy. They put out a prize that universities and colleges could apply for, but they had to do it in partnership with other colleges. Smith College won this award. I think it was $200,000. And they're working with the other colleges in the area and also a private school in Connecticut. And then they put out a request for bids from farmers in the area who may want to sell directly to them.
That's exactly right. And we submitted our information and the coordinator that we're dealing with got back to us and we were awarded 10 animals for this year, which I believe are going to go to either Amherst College or Mount Holyoke College. Yeah, basically right to the cafeteria or whatever food service they choose at the university or college. But I believe there'll be literature at the university describing each farm that's providing meat for that institution, and we'll see how it goes.
And part of it was that the colleges, the dining services, will increase their skill level and the tools and equipment they have so they can use every part of the animal.
Karen Freeman and Mike Freeman from Freeman Farm in Heath, who are raising my cow to be eaten as we speak, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.